Part 2. Nash and Parkins went to the Griffiths' house that afternoon, and I went with them.
"The doctor hasn't many friends here," Nash said. "Perhaps you could help him deal with the shark."
We rang the bell, asked for Miss Griffith, and were shown into the sitting room. Elsie Holland, Megan, and Symington were there having tea. Nash asked Amy if he could speak to her privately for a moment.
"Not in trouble over my car lights again, I hope?"
She led us across the hall into a small study. As I closed the drawing room door, I saw Symington raise his head sharply. I suppose that because of his legal training, he had recognised something in Nash's manner. Nash told Amy that she must come with him to the police station, and he read out the charge. It was about the letters, not murder yet. Amy Griffith laughed loudly.
"What nonsense! As though I'd write disgusting things like that. You must be mad."
Nash showed the letter to Elsie Holland.
"Do you swear you did not write this, Miss Griffith?"
"Of course I do. I've never seen it before,"
Nash said.
"I must tell you, Miss Griffith, that you were seen typing that letter on the machine at the Women's Institute between 11 and 11:30 p.m. on the night before last. Yesterday, you entered the post office with several letters in your hand."
"I never posted this."
"No, you did not. While waiting for stamps, you dropped it on the floor so that somebody else would pick it up and post it."
The door opened and Symington came in.
"What's going on? Amy, if there is anything wrong, you ought to be legally represented. If you wish me..."
She lost control then. She covered her face with her hands and said,
"Go away, Dick. I don't want you to know about this, not you."
"Then I'll ask my partner Mildmay to do it."
Symington went out of the room. In the doorway, he bumped into Owen Griffith.
"What's this?" said Owen.
"My sister.
You think she was responsible for those letters?"
"I'm afraid there is no doubt of it," said Nash.
He turned to Amy.
"You must come with us now, please."
She walked past Owen without looking at him.
"Don't say anything, and please, don't look at me."
They went out, and Owen just stood there unable to move. I waited a bit, then said, "If there's anything I can do." He said, "Amy, I don't believe it."
"It may be a mistake,"
I suggested weakly.
"She wouldn't behave like that if it was a mistake."
He sat down on a chair. I made myself useful by pouring a strong drink and bringing it to him. It seemed to do him good. He said,
"I'm all right now. Thanks, Burton. But there's nothing you can do. Nothing anyone can do."
The door opened and Joanna came in. Went over to Owen and looked at me.
"Get out, Jerry. This is my business."
As I went out of the door, I saw her sit down on the floor by his feet.